It is now time for the feature band of the week!
Access granted.
Woo! We went and saw a Limblifter show recently. Now, we went and saw Limblifter, me and DJ Doormat, when they were in Hamilton. Then me and DJ Jeffy Jeff went, I believe it was 2 days later, and saw them in Toronto. Then, just recently, me and DJ Adrock went to Toronto and at Lee's Palace, and we saw them play at Lee's Palace. Now, it was a great show. The other two shows I went up and I talked with Ryan Dale after the show. The last one I couldn't. I was absolutely dead. So I had reffed two games that night, drove down to Toronto, which is about a hour and 40-minute drive from here, maybe 2 hours to get to the place and everything. And then they went on at midnight. So by the time they finished, which I'd say they played for a good hour and a half, I was dead. I was absolutely done. So I had to get out of there. I had to drive home. But then I go on the Twitter. We did a show a while ago on Southern Souls, and we did a bunch of bands that Southern Souls, so the battle was Southern Soul. What Southern Souls does is they get a band to come in. Usually they go to a location that either Mitch picks or the band picks. So it could be a cafe, let's use for an example. The band sets up acoustically, usually in this cafe, and they will rock one of their tunes, and they'll Mitch will videotape them rocking out and put it up on the internet for people to check out. So anyways, I follow Southern Souls, which is, I believe, at @Southern_Souls on the Twitter. And then I got another tweet to Southern Souls, because we were talking about how good the Limblifter concert was, by someone at the Twitter address of @HaterHigh, HaterHigh. So I started following him. This guy was at the concert. He's saying that he recorded a couple songs from the concert and was looking to see if Mitch from Southern Souls had any video that they could get and put together. Anyways, we get talking. We're talking which song should he put up. I suggested Chop Chop initially because the Ryan Dale stuff, it's damn good to see that. I have never seen Ryan Dale perform as Ryan Dale. So I've seen him a bunch of times now as Limblifter, but not as Ryan Dale. So it was neat to see Chop Chop in the mix there. And then they said, well, what about Hotel Knife? And I didn't recognize the song when he played it, but I didn't realize that it was an unreleased song. So I was in full agreement with them. Put up Hotel Knife. Anyways, they put it up. I've got, from that performance in Toronto, Lee's Palace, unreleased Limblifter track. No other radio station is going to bring this to you other than the Mono A Mono show right here on Sound FM. This is a brand new Limblifter track called Hotel Knife, played live in Toronto at Lee's Palace, right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono A Mono!
Hotel knife, select a tree to cut in half, vending machine line. You pray, you're reflecting in this hotel. We'll be right back.
right, there it is. The brand new Limb Lifter track right there, Hotel Knife. Right here on Sound FM. Sound FM exclusive, unless you were at the concert. But I guarantee no other radio stations got that yet. Kind of along the same lines here. Todd Kearns. So Ryan Dale and Todd Kearns used to be in the band Age of Electric. In addition to me getting my hands on this new Hotel Knife Limb Lifter track, I also last week got my hands on and played the brand new Todd Kearns track, which his stuff was on Pledge Music, which I guess is a new thing. It's a website where you can put that you're going to be selling your album, and people buy the album ahead of time. Hopefully I'm understanding this right, because I'm just kind of getting the idea of it. People can buy your album ahead of time, and that gives you the money so that you are able to put together the album to send it out. I think that's how it works. Anyways, so I'm going to get into the new Todd Kearns track. So he put out this track as kind of a teaser to the album that's coming out. And hopefully, after this Limb Lifter stuff goes down, after this Todd Kearns stuff goes down, we've got Age of Electric coming back for another reunion. There's even more reunions coming up. But first, here's Todd Kearns with his song Little Grace right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mano a mano!
Build on Mother Earth, we'll make
All right, there it is. Some Todd Kearns right there on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono. Now, just to facilitate this a little bit more, for people who don't know the age of electric, I don't know how you can't, but they're a little bit older. They haven't been around for a while, so I'm going to get into one or two of their hit songs here. I'm going to start off with I Don't Mind. DJ Jeffy Jeff is now in the studio with us.
Yo, 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 yo.
Is what?
This mic on?
Yeah, it's on now. What's your favorite Age of Electric song?
Ooh, you might have to let me think about it. Ugly, maybe?
Ugly?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, all right, you think about it. I'm going to start off with I Don't Mind, and then we're going to get into DJ Jeffy Jeff's right after that. Right here on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono! All right, we're back here on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono. Now, you just heard a couple tracks. That was Don't Wreck It. And before that, you heard I Don't Mind by The Age of Electric. Again, going way back, follow at Hater High on Twitter. And then you can get that wonderful Limlifter download. Unless Limlifter is pissed off at the fact that I'm revealing their new song earlier than they had anticipated, then don't. But if you're a huge Limlifter fan like me, then you're going to want to. That's at Hater High right there. Or just listen to the podcast. Visit www.monoamonoradio.com. Now, there was one other reunion that kind of happened these past couple weeks that was an interesting thing. And I found out about it late because I didn't watch the Hurricane Sandy relief thingamajig that happened. So there was that concert. But then not only at that concert did this happen, apparently a little bit later, they played at Saturday Night Live. Now, who I'm talking about is what was, air quotes, called a Nirvana reunion. Now, obviously, it can't be a Nirvana reunion because Kurt Cobain's not there. So a full Nirvana reunion. But they've got the other members, so Kurt Novoselic, or Chris Novoselic, however you say his name. We've got David Grohl. We've got, which is kind of a weird name for this guy. And I never really knew his name because he was the performing member of Nirvana, not necessarily an on-the-album guy. But his name is Pat Smear. Like, what kind of parents does he have that would name him Pat Smear? I don't know. Anyways. Anyways. And Pat Smear. So anyways, then fronted by none other than Paul McCartney, which I thought was a good person to choose if they had to choose someone to front Nirvana. Now, like a Nirvana-type reunion. Now, they played an original song. The song that they played was called Cut Me Some Slack, which you can go right now to iTunes and download this track. It's going to be off an upcoming album that deals with a whole bunch of collaborations involving David Grohl and various people such as David Grohl and the guy from Queens of the Stone Age, Paul McCartney, Trent Reznor. There's different tracks, so there's about 12 different tracks with a whole bunch of different guys collaborating and doing different things on each track. So the whole album looks like it's going to be interesting. This is the first and only released song off it as of right now, Cut Me Some Slack. And they keep saying it's a Nirvana reunion. After a couple of these performances, they interviewed Chris Novoselic. And he said that he would do a Nirvana reunion tour playing old Nirvana songs if they could get David Lee Roth to be the lead singer. David Lee Roth from Van Halen. One of the old singers of Van Halen. Which was interesting. So, anyways, all this coming together right now. And that's another reunion that we're talking about. We've got the track, the official track, Cut Me Some Slack. So it's on the, if you go on the iTunes store now, if you type in Sound City, and the album is called Reel to Reel. You can download this track right now. This is Cut Me Some Slack right here by Nirvana. I'm going to say it's by Nirvana right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a Mono! We'll be right back.
Give it one.